from the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy, Mosh Gelton, Sunshine 96.7. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. I'm in a super good mood tonight. It's going to be a dope show. It is 11 p.m. It is Tuesday night. It is Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, and you are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show. We are the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. We're coming straight at that as late night talk radio. And this is where local music lives. Now, we've got a lot of stuff for you guys tonight. We're going to do trivia time, of course. We're going to take the locals, two local rappers. We're going to put them up together. And, of course, we've got the music tournament of the week. So it's about to be crazy. Plus some weird stuff happened in the hip-hop community that I'd like to talk to you about. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm your host, Mosh Gelton, but with me tonight is my co-host,
Beatbox Bob.
That's correct. Beatbox Bob is in the house. And thank you, Spike and the mic, for following in to the Mosh Gelton Show. With me and Beatbox Bob tonight, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Mikey Fla, Beatbox Bob, Mosh Gelton. And finally, in the four chair, we have the wonderful, beautiful,
it's Jess. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Jess? Jess, in the house. So, full house tonight, four chairs, four mics. It is Sunshine 96.7 FM, where local music has been living for a while.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I always say, look, if you ever wanted to go where local music lives, you go to Sunshine because that just happens to be the place.
It's the place with the stuff.
And if you're trying to get to the place, you need to be at the place. Beatbox Bob, how you feeling, bro? Sunshine 96.7, Tuesday night, 11 p.m., getting down. How's it going?
Fantastic. I'm always excited to be on this beautiful program that we got called the Mosh Gelton Show.
You happy about it?
I'm always happy. I'm excited.
Mike?
I'm usually happy.
How would you say tonight? Would you say tonight that you're happy or you're not?
I'm probably more happy than I was 3 weeks ago.
If I used the word apoplectic in a sentence and you had to use it toward anything that had to do with this show, you had to use the word apoplectic, how would you use it?
I would feel apoplectic if I did not like the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes some sense, right?
Kind of.
Okay, so hold on. Trypophobia, right, has to do with a fear of holes. So apoplectic means that the show is complete and comprehensive? Not filled with holes?
Apoplectic would mean that you are upset in a visceral way.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you're completely torn apart.
You're apoplectic.
Disgruntled.
That's what I mean. If I did not like the show, I'd be apoplectic.
Last week, we did a show, and we realized it wasn't running. And the segment we had, and it was like, yo, what's going on? And we had to quickly change to a show that we did previously. Now, we didn't have to tell you that because, you know, not saying that people have lives, people have stuff to do. A lot of people can't do brand new shows. They have to use their podcast that they use, but you know, the Mosh Gelton Show, we do a show just for you guys on Tuesday night. This is the Tuesday night 11 p.m. show. We do shows all week, but, you know, we keep it a stack with them, you know?
It's true.
Jess.
What's up?
How you feeling, girly?
I'm doing good.
Tell the guys how you're feeling.
I'm feeling good. I had a good day, I guess, you know? And that's about it.
What happened during your day that made it good?
Actually, you know what? That was not all true, because I did kind of have a bad part of the day.
Oh,
but then the rest.
So you had a good day. Now, if you were going to describe to the guys why they should be attracted to you, why would you say that guys should be attracted to you?
Because my personality, I guess.
You don't got the looks.
No, I got the looks, but you know, personality is more important.
You got all of St. Pete listening, so you have the looks, the personality.
Yep.
You feel good about yourself?
I do.
On a scale 1 to 10, you can't use 7. Where do you put yourself?
Go with eight.
She's going to say eight.
I was going to say eight.
Bobby.
But you know what? It's a 10.
Why do they always say eight?
Because I think maybe they just don't want to look conceited. But at the same time, they also don't want to pad the results too far. So maybe that's why it's an 8.
7 yeah, is it's so middle, though, you know? I mean, I bet you would have said 7.
5 is so middle.
Or would you actually first have said 8?
They almost all say 7.
I would have said 8.
Okay. Well, you deserve it. Yeah.
I would have said 8.
She deserves it.
They almost all say 7.
7's an easier number to remember, too.
I'm going to say 10. I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to be
like
the guy.
I like even numbers better anyway, so 8.
All right, well, here's the number that I like. The number that I like is number 1 and number 2. We got to figure out which one is number 1 and which one is number 2. We've got two local musicians, two underground guys. We got Joey Crash.
Yeah.
And we got Silly.
Yeah.
And we're going to play their songs, and we're going to see which one's better. We're going to decide. We're going to figure out. We're going to deduce. We're going to be Sherlock Holmes. We're going to be Watson. We are going to be Rockefeller, the one with the music Rockefeller guy that was, you know, the records, you know, Jay-Z.
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Yeah, with Combs, you know, Bad Boy, the Yellow Wolf.
Yeah!
All right, so let's get into it. So... there's two artists. We're going to play two songs. The first song we're going to play is called Little Stranger by Joey Crash, Cool Kids. And it says in my messenger inbox, but I got it right here. So here is, without further ado, Little Stranger by Joey Crash. Little Stranger, Cool Kids. Looks dope. Let's hear it. Supposed to be a radio remix. Please don't curse.
I said, what's up, man? At the rec center, we could reenact space jam. So I hopped on my bike and I rode no hands. I hit a pothole and I took a hard slam. Third grade birthday might have been fourth. Yup, one of my buddies got his hands on the porn. We waited late night not to bust the luck. Put it on my TV and my man's threw up. Seventh grade, I was cooling out with my friends. Plus a fine bitty that I wanted to impress. I bounced off a yoga ball, landed on my head. And I spent the whole night in a hospital bed. It's the typical town, fam, I'm super lit. I make bad choices like a fugitive. I look at it, might sound like some stupid shit. But all the cool kids are doing it. Yeah, September was, it was me and my cuz. Running for some dummy cruising in the lifted truck. Yep, big was up, he about to squash my kinfolk. I never should have thrown the snowball through his window. But I had to.
Yo, this is nasty.
Bro,
this is nasty.
Mayhem and mischief was the name of the game. Once I got the bit of this, my life was never the same. The best go on the tongue, and maybe soap up in the mouth. Was a punishment for pissing when we at the mad house. So we just broke out, find a double on the double menace. So prepping life is like I'm living in the bubble. Thank the Lord for my back, I need to get away quick. But the freak down the street thought that he was the back his own skull, he's been trying to do a backflip. Stopping all the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Doing that. You want to hear one more verse, or you think that's it?
Bro, I could listen to this all day.
One more, let's go. Best verse yet.
Okay, yeah. I'm a rare breed. Make the kick in the snare bleed. Resort to plan B like a pair of spare keys. I wear hairpiece, you know, playing for keeps. I'm out of this world like something that an alien eats. I'm unidentified, rapper stepping to me, I call it genocide. You've been drinking liquor till you got a lot of gin inside. Many men have died, so have I a few times. From the peer pressure of front side and back nines. Now I kick back, roll a sack and stack dimes. Roll another joint, that's the point of fest.
times. Rhymes that would be a lot cooler, kid, if you rap like Jarvis.
A fugitive,
no doubt. Finished the Guinness, I'm too stout. See me swimming in these women, I'm hooked like two trout. Pick a new route. I know it's ludicrous, but all the cool kids are doing it.
Yo, Joey Crash, Little Stranger, Cool Kids, bro.
Bro!
That surprised me.
Yeah. Top tier.
That surprised me for sure.
Top tier. Yeah.
That was my favorite thing I've heard in a long time.
That was like 90s style.
Really, yeah, awesome.
It's got a throwback, but yeah, it's fresh.
It's new. It's like, yeah, it's like if like you mix Dre and Ice Cube with a little Eazy-E in there, and then you threw on some like new modern day.
But he was busting this bit of.
One of my buddies got his hands on the porn. We waiting late night not to bust.
He got bullets. Hurry up, run. He's doing kind of that Slick Rick kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Put it on my TV and my man's grew up. Seventh grade, I was.
Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah.
There's an influence there.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you got to break these guys, man. You got to forward their info.
This is nasty.
Pulling out with my friends, plus a fun biddy that I want to.
And then, have you ever heard the songs, Sometimes I Rhyme Slow, Sometimes I Rhyme Quick?
Yeah.
You know that's a rap song.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, make a lick. So there's sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. And I'm going to just show you real quick, because that's what we can do here, is I'm going to show you this.
There's nothing wrong with showing influence, you know? I mean, but there's a good mixture of a lot of different artists there. I can hear it.
But do you know the hip-hop version of Sometimes I Rhyme Slow? I wonder if they're going to give me a commercial. Of course they are. Oh, it's a two-minute commercial, they say.
2 minutes?
Yeah, I got to wait. No, I'm joking. So here's I'm going to play his again just so we have a contrast. This is Joey Crash.
The ball landed on my head and I spent the whole night in a hospital bed. It's the typical tale, fam, I'm super lit. I make bad choices like a fugitive. I'll admit it might sound like some stupid shit, but all the cool kids are doing it.
Now listen, here's Nice and Smooth.
Want my Timberland boots so I can stop the ticks. Scandalous, get a whiff of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling and the seats recline. I love it when a late T treats me kind. Go to tavern on the green, I have a glass of wine.
He said, she said, I heard it through the grapevine. No static, got an automatic. Too much of anything makes you an addict.
Teasing, skeezing, all so pleasing. Don't ask why, I got my own reason. Smooth beat, great, nice, slick, nick, click. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
See what I'm saying? Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm picking that up for sure.
And then it's like. So anyways, great stuff. Everybody enjoyed it?
Bro, yeah, I love really that.
All right. So we're going to see. Now, Silly has won a couple of these. He's lost a couple of these. But damn, we seem to put Silly up against some bangers, bro. We seem to put Silly up against the. Now, when we did, we had a different song for Silly last night, and it got botched, and we couldn't play it. But Silly won last night, so let's see if he can win against this. That song was crazy. So this is called Strictly Bars by Silly. Now we all know Silly. He's been giving us songs, you know, every week. So Silly's dope. This is called Strictly Bars.
Yeah.
By Silly, who is a local Tampa rapper. All right? All right, guys?
All right.
All right. Let's do it. Silly. Let's hear the bars. If it's Strictly Bars, let's hear it. It says balance on the screen.
Listen, let me just begin with a statement that you may or may not believe. No time is wasted if we can learn from every day we leave. Our trees of life are forced to grow tall to survive the seas. And they must be strong enough to withstand more than a breeze. I go hurricane with a cadence. Winds wait when I'm on hiatus. Close switch if I need to change it. I grip my dream, I don't need to chase it.
One thing that I'm not is basic, complex, and I must embrace it. Conceptualize my statement, I don't restrain myself to pavement. I pay respect to my idols that made their presence known. They push my pen to a height that allows me to shoot from the prone. Only if I really need to, but I'm not in the battle rap world any longer. So if there's a beef I get into, I'll cook it on wax to feed my hunger. Anyone that believes I have what it takes to make it, I must thank you for the help to save me when I was in a place so dark and angry. But lately, got a light that I keep on, with lives that I keep warm. Got a wife I'm alive for, and a child I would die for. Priorities change, but I know my dreams still remains the same. And the only difference is I understand much more of the game, so I try to play with the lack of overthinking. There's a lot that I haven't spoken about, so I make this vow to speak unless I'm passed before I take my vows. An unforeseen amount of time to prove my worth, and I use the most I can. 33 years old, but I know that number could cease to expand. Any time of the day may be your last, so meet your own demands. Be productive as possible when you mold your plans. I'm all set, been told that I blow up like a bomb threat if I sell my soul for the content this generation wants, but I'm not that, I won't knock that. But it's not me, no prospects or a chance that I'll change my targets, even if they move regardless. I'm a sharpshooter thanks to my sergeants. Less trust in the Oval Office, more fuss for the sides that lost it. No rush for the lives that cost it. Goes on till your mind's exhausted. We use shows to divine our conscience. Most just speak instead of responding. Some take a good life and toss it. Some never had a good life to start with.
Now those were bars.
That was strictly bars.
Those were bars, but I think there's a clear-cut winner. And I think again, Silly gets put up against Badass Things. Now, that Silly track going in my playlist, Strictly Bars, I'm going to listen to that song every day.
Well, for sure.
But the other song by Joey Crash,
Cool Kids,
that was probably the best song that's ever been played on here, except for maybe an Operation 1009 song, Amber Alert.
Right, right.
Besides Amber Alert,
where's Joey Crash from?
Joey Crash is
Wesley
I
Chapman.
Believe from this area. Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, what'd you guys think,
bro? Look, okay, Joey Crash's track was absolutely next level fire. It was, dude. That's a bop, man. You know, Silly, bro, that Strictly Bars track, completely gassed. It's modern. I like the heavy, you know, bassy beat behind it with the ding, ding, ding. But I'm telling you, that Joey Crash, you know, there's something to speak about that old school style.
I mean, man. The old school style, but I mean, the song was put together well. It was a crazy dope song.
Beautifully,
you know,
produced, yeah.
And so I think that song was probably, the Joey Crash song was probably the best song we've ever played.
For sure.
Little Stranger by Joey Crash.
The other one's good too, though. So, you know, they're both good.
Who, the Silly one?
Yeah.
The Silly one was definitely good, but I mean, again, this is just...
Yeah,
all the cool kids.
It was me and my cousin. Put some dummy cruising in the lift, the truck. Yep, the gig was up. He got to squash my
the gig was up.
The shit that thrown the snow his window. But I had to, it felt so good. Being the bad boy, setting
shout out to Joey Crash. Joey Crash takes it. But Silly, that song was nasty. The only song that I think that could compete with that one, Beatbox, that we've played in a tournament is Amber Alert by Operation 1009.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little taste of Amber Alert by Operation 1009. This is crazy, bro. Listen to this song. This song is crazy, Bob.
I'm hearing it.
You understand?
I do.
Listen.
Wake up, wake up. The times are changing quick. Hillary's been named right next to the prince. Epstein didn't hang himself and Weinstein snitched. The truth is Trump's trying to save these kids. I've never been a believer in deceitful politics, but today I'll give some facts like KRS did. The only difference is today we really have a chance to make a difference in the world with the device inside our hand. March 14, 2020, Sidney Powell. A mighty high attorney told the world the emails from the Clintons' missing archives had finally been found on the laptop belonging to a convicted pedophile.
Oh!
Look him up by name. May 19, 2017, the day.
Oh!
Hillary's 2016 campaign, and they all share the indictment with Uma Abedin.
Oh!
Wife said they knew about the island. Michael Flynn spoke up, now he's locked down for trying.
Oh!
And we don't stop here, no. The list just piles up like the kids last year that disappeared with no write-up. The numbers are staggering. Tell me, where did they go? We're talking 40,000 kids simply missing from this world. Yeah. I'm not making up these numbers. I dare you all to try me. That's just the 10% that we lost in 2019.
Where did they go? How is it possible to lose these souls? Gotta be a reason, something we aren't told. It's time to take a trip down the rabbit hole.
Oh! There he goes again. I gotta keep
going. So many children, so many lives. Where are they all at? How many won't survive? How many have we lost already? How many still cry? They call the ship Mercy, and I think I see why. Adrenochrome's the potion that's extracted from their mind. It's pulled right out the brain and put inside a vial. It's the most expensive drug that money could ever buy, and every single dose is another dead child. May 10th, 2014 was the day that the queen and the pope and the minister would pay. They were convicted of the death of over 800 slaves, and all the corpses found were under 13 in age.
But of course, what is he saying?
Had 1 week to go, all given life imprisonment, and all just went home. Ritualistic killings, knife marks on the bones, crimes against humanity. The list just goes on.
I wanna see the babies, tell me where they go. How is it possible to lose these souls? Gotta be a reason, something we aren't told. It's time to take a trip down the rabbit hole.
I can't confirm or deny any of this knowledge. I'm just saying this is just a song. This is artistry, so don't hold any facts. There's another little thing, and I gotta keep going because this is the craziest thing I ever heard.
I wanna see these babies, tell me where did they go? Time to take a trip down the rabbit hole.
Google John Podesta's art and tell me what you think. Or ask Rabbi Finkelstein what they give us to eat. They say that they're not cannibals and have lots of extra meat, so they sell it to McDonald's while they keep the blood to drink. We barely scratched the surface here. This rabbit hole is deep. The paid body snatchers are MS-13. And many famous actors have showed us on the screen, like Johnny Depp's portrayal inside of Fear and Loathing. Allison Mack simply doubled as the cheese to trap the new girls just to serve them overseas, while Corey Haim was raped on the set by Charlie Sheen. This industry is huge and their market's
okay. Whoa. Okay, we're getting a little deep there, yo. But that is crazy, bro. Operation 1009.
Yo.
What you think about that song?
That was really, really good.
You thought it was well done? Tell me more. Instead of just saying it was really good, pretend like you're on one of the number one alternative talk radio shows in the Tampa Bay area.
It was
and you're
put together
to
very
good.
Well. Everything he was saying just
I'm mansplaining real quick. Let me mansplain to you.
He was telling a story, but he did it really well, and he was really smooth, and he's pretty fire. But
what about all those crazy facts? If you look them up, though, I'm telling people to take their time to look them up.
Yeah, they're pretty much true.
Have you taken the time to look them up?
Some of them, yeah.
Did you know that the Epstein Island was a place that apparently there's a picture of Epstein and two kids, and they thought it was the Island Boys? I think Bob reported on that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
So there was just a video that came out where the Kodiak Red and Fly Soldier, the two Island Boy brothers, were making out with each other.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
I saw only just the front clipping of it that they showed on the news.
It's a couple tattooed guys, face tattoos and stuff. They were teenagers. Yeah, I saw it.
They're like, yo, it don't mean nothing. We're brothers. And they start kissing each other.
I didn't see that. I'll have to check it out.
Bro.
How do you feel about that? Two brothers just kissing, just a little quick 4 to 5 second kiss.
A little too much, I think, for some brothers to be doing. But
what would compel?
Like, wasn't it a promo for their OnlyFans?
Oh, is that why?
I'm not sure. I just saw the clip. Now I don't have the context. All the context I had was, you know, it don't mean nothing if I kiss my brother like this, and it was like under 5 seconds, but it was over 2 seconds. It was a kiss, and they like bent their heads and then bent them the other way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was originally for a promo for their OnlyFans that they posted on Twitter, and there was a video about it. And I feel like, to me, this seems like much more of a shameless cash grab than it is for anything else.
Yeah,
see. Get as much traction as they can to their OnlyFans page.
Would you kiss me to make this show blow up slightly more?
Yeah.
Like one of those 5 second just make out kisses?
Bro, I'd get my tongue all the way down to your Adam's apple.
You would tongue kiss me for how many more viewers?
Like 3 or 4, maybe 5. You got some really nice lips.
Let's just say Mikey Flaw. Mikey Flaw, right now, we've got 1,000 people in, or about 1,200 people in the group page on Facebook. If we could have 10,000 people tomorrow when we wake up, would you
kiss? Watch you kiss Bob?
No.
Yes,
no.
Absolutely.
No tongue, just straight lip to lip, and we got to spin our heads a couple of times, 4 seconds, me and you, quick kiss, no tongue.
I ain't selling my soul for no one.
10K, it's not gay. We're not.
I ain't selling out.
You wouldn't kiss me?
Maybe on the cheek.
You can't kiss me on the lips because why? You think a kiss on the lips is inherently gay and that's it? You kiss?
No, I'm not homophobic or anything.
I'm not saying you're homophobic. I'm just saying. I mean, some people are straight or not.
Like,
or not straight.
I don't know.
But do you? I'm just saying. Do you think it's a sexual act? Is basically
no,
what I'm saying.
No. No.
So then why couldn't you do a non-sexual act?
I just feel really uncomfortable.
Then afterwards it'd be like awkward.
It's awkward. Yeah, it would be really awkward. We'd never look at each other the
same way again. Bro, 10,000 viewers, bro. 10,000 people in the group. There's nothing awkward about growth.
Seriously.
He said growth.
I think he would have some undergrowth.
I'm telling you, bro. I mean, look, it's a hard situation to get by, but
it'd be hard for him, but there'd be growth.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just don't like that he picked me.
You got to be in it for the long haul, Mikey. You know, you don't want us to get shafted by these people, you know, just because we're not running, you know, we're not running the game right. You got to get the ball in the game.
See, it's easy for you to say because you're off the hook now because he came at me.
Mikey, I'll kiss you right now. Oh, I don't even care.
Here we go.
Come here.
You've been listening to Girth Brooks.
You said Girth Brooks.
Hey, I got a question. Just one question that I like to ask everybody in this room, and you guys got to tell me enthusiastically what your answer is, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys ready to do something that we like to do on here? Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah! Enthusiastic.
All right, before we play trivia time, I did a head fake. We're going to freestyle a song.
All right, we'll take it. Mosh right now is grabbing his guitar.
We're going to get Jess in here.
Ooh.
So it's Jess, Beatbox Bob, and Mosh Gelton. And what was the... all right, we're going to freestyle a song about the Island Boys making out with each other. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
So I think I'm going to do some kind of beat like... we'll do like a C... Okay, right there. The Island Boys were making out. They kissed each other, and I passed it to Bob.
Oh, I'm just an island boy. Oh, yeah, I'm an island boy. And I'm just trying to make it.
Oh, those island boys be crazy. They need to get some mama time to teach boys not to kiss each other.
And Jess is nervous to make a song about some island boys making out because she's 40 years old and her face is still breaking out. Beatbox Bobby.
Island boys, they're kissing each other on the lips and they're brothers. Oh my God, I don't know what to think.
Island boys, they are crazy boys and they're doing it for the OnlyFans. So maybe it will work out. Put me on the spot.
Yeah!
That's what that's about. It's about putting you on the spot.
Well, you know.
We could write one, and that would be fire if we pre-written one.
That would have been fire.
If we pre-did one.
Yeah, if we, you know, did one that we wrote ahead of time, you know, prior to this situation.
You guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
All right, so here's how it goes. We play a game on the Mosh Gelton Show called Trivia Time. And it's a bunch of different games. Mikey Fly, how much do you like Trivia Time to play?
I usually like it a lot.
All right, so Mike likes it a lot. So it's good.
I like it a lot.
That's fair. Yeah, that's good.
So this game tonight we're going to play is called, I think it's a brand new game. I think we've done this one other time. This is called, here are the two artists or bands, or here are the two artists or bands, and they each have a song with the same name.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you two artists or bands, and they each have a song that has the same name, and you got to know the name of the song. Of you get how it's played?
Yeah, I get. Yeah, so you, like, they share a song title.
Yeah,
you got to name the song title.
If there was a song title called "Penile" and the Backstreet Boys had it, and Eminem, and I said Backstreet Boys and Eminem, they each have a song that are different songs, but their song is called "Penile," then that would be the answer. You get it?
Right.
All
right.
So I'm gonna give you two bands or artists, and they each have a song with the same name. So you guys ready to play?
Yeah!
All right.
The first question on Trivia Time right here in the Mosh Gelton Show with Mikey Flaw, Beatbox Bob, and Jess, and myself, Mosh Gelton, doing the host. Here's the first question. Trivia Time, these two artists or bands each have a song called what? Say got it if you got it. Aerosmith and Gnarls Barkley. Aerosmith and Gnarls Barkley.
I got it.
Jess calls. All right, hold it. I'll ask you one more time, Jess, and then you can go. Aerosmith and Gnarls Barkley each have a song called what?
Crazy.
Crazy is correct. Jess gets it right and gets the first answer on the board, but that does not make her crazy. Very well done. I don't know why I just sung like that, but I feel like Shang Tsung, if you know what I'm saying. Second question right here on Trivia Time in the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That's what you're listening to, and this is Trivia Time. These two artists' bands each have a song called what? George Michael and Limp Bizkit.
I got it.
Bob calls. All right, Bob, these two artists or bands each have a song called what? George Michael and Limp Bizkit.
Behind Blue Eyes.
Incorrect, Jess.
Oh, I know it.
Three.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you gotta have faith.
Faith is correct. Jess gets another point. George Michael and Limp Bizkit each have a song called Faith.
It's the same song.
It is the same song. It's just remade. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going with remakes too. Mike, you got a damn problem with it?
No.
You got up like you're about to get up out of your seat and do something about something.
I was like, oh.
You ain't finna do nothing. Bro, sit down. You're old.
I got excited.
Yeah. I can't speak.
Words.
All right, listen. Here's the next one. This is Trivia Time in the Mosh Gelton Show. These two artists or bands each have a song called what? P.O.D. and Pearl Jam. P.O.D. and Pearl Jam each have a song called what? One of the easier ones, I would suggest. There's only two P.O.D. songs.
I'll call it.
Bob calls. All right, Bob, these two bands each have a song called what? P.O.D. and Pearl Jam.
I Feel Alive.
Shorten that.
Alive.
Correct. Alive. I feel so alive
for the very first time.
And then you got your Pearl Jam alive for Pearl Jam. I'm alive. No.
I'm still alive.
That's it. You're right. So Bobby gets on the floor with a point. Jess does know the Pearl Jam song. All right. These two bands each have a song called what? David Bowie and Tupac. David Bowie and Tupac both have a song titled the same thing. What's the title of that song? Trivia Time on the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, late night on a Tuesday. These two bands or artists each have a song called what? And it's David Bowie and Tupac. Any guesses?
Mama?
Nope.
California Love?
No.
Changes?
Changes is correct. Jess is coming through strong along like a dong, and she's not that kind of dong, a different kind of dong. Jess with 3 points, beatbox with 1. Mikey Fla, there's something I need you to do for me.
Keep my chin up.
That's exactly correct. Mikey Fla will keep his chin up. Here's the next question. These two artists or bands each have a song entitled what? And the two artists are Dierks Bentley and Pearl Jam. Dierks Bentley and Pearl Jam each have a song entitled what?
Man.
Dierks Bentley and Pearl Jam.
I'll take a guess.
Go ahead.
Daughter?
Nope. Dierks Bentley and Pearl Jam each have a song entitled what?
Yellow Ledbetter?
No, don't call me daughter. I love that song. David Bowie and Tupac, but now we're at Dierks Bentley and Pearl Jam. Any idea, Mikey Fla?
Black?
That is correct. Pearl Jam and Dierks Bentley is Black. Mikey Fla gets the point. All I had to do was ask him directly, apparently. So, we're going on to the next one. All right, these two bands, Criss Cross and Van Halen, each have a song called what?
Got it.
Jess?
Jump.
Jump is correct. Criss Cross and Van Halen both have a song entitled Jump. All right, Jess, what about The Cars and Incubus? Each have a song entitled what? It's pretty self-intuitive, too. The Cars and Incubus each have a song entitled what? What is it?
Drive.
Drive is correct. Beatbox Bob breaching 2 points. Nine Inch Nails, Papa Roach, Ellie Goulding, and Usher each have a song called what? Nine Inch Nails, Papa Roach, Ellie Goulding, and Usher each have a song called what?
Maybe I got it.
What is it?
Scars?
Nope.
Let's see. If it's not that, then it is... Papa Roach.
Nine Inch Nails.
I think of that Papa Roach song.
Papa Roach. You want to think of the Usher song. Nine Inch Nails, Papa Roach, Ellie Goulding, and Usher each have a song entitled What?
Let It Burn.
Shorten it.
Burn.
Beatbox Bob gets it. The answer is Burn, and Bob creeping up on Jess with 3 points. Jess has 4. Mikey Fla on the board with 1 point. We're getting into the almost the final territory. These bands have a song titled something together. You know what I mean? But these three bands, it's Jelly Roll, Avenged Sevenfold, and Shinedown, each have a song called what? Jelly Roll, Shinedown, and Avenged Sevenfold. Jelly Roll, Shinedown, and Avenged Sevenfold each have a song entitled what? Any idea, Mikey Fla?
What is that Jelly Roll song?
Rise?
No, what is the Shinedown song?
Sound of Madness?
Nope. Jelly Roll, Shinedown, Avenged Sevenfold.
Beast in the Harlot. Let's see. Bat Country?
Nope. Jelly Roll, Shinedown, Avenged Sevenfold.
I know the Jelly Roll song and I can't think of it.
What's the Shinedown song?
I don't know. I just know the Jelly Roll song and it's making me mad because I can't remember right now.
Haley's Comet?
Someone save me.
Yeah, save me.
Save me.
Think of that so hard.
All these pills.
Somebody save me. Yeah, that song, yeah.
Yeah, and Jelly Roll has that big song That's called right. Save Me. All right, these two bands, Rihanna and ABBA, each have a song called what? ABBA. It's ABBA's biggest song, so this should be easy.
I got it.
What is it?
Africa?
Nope.
That's not ABBA.
Umbrella?
Nope. Rihanna... Rihanna and ABBA. You guys ain't gonna get this.
SOS.
Oh, wow. SOS. Jess is correct.
Yeah.
SOS. That's a point. All right, three questions left. They're worth 2 points apiece. Anybody's game. Mikey Fly's got one. Beatbox Bob with three. Jess leading the pack with five. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Three questions left worth 2 points apiece. Simple Plan, One Direction, and Ed Sheeran each have a song entitled what? Simple Plan, One Direction, and Ed Sheeran each have a song entitled what? Simple Plan, One Direction, and Ed Sheeran each have a song entitled what?
I'm going to just throw it out there.
Sure.
Shape of You?
Nope.
Thinking Out Loud?
Nope.
Perfect?
Perfect is correct for 2 points. Beatbox Bob ties Jess. It is Perfect. She looks perfect tonight.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran song, Give It Away, and Simple Plan. All right. These three for 2 points. This could change the game right here. Michelle Branch, Faith Hill, and The Prodigy each have a song called what? Michelle Branch, Faith Hill, and The Prodigy each have a song called what? I'd have gotten this in 2 seconds.
I don't know either, any of them.
I know them.
Mike, you're still in the game. Michelle Branch, Faith Hill, and The Prodigy each have a song entitled what for 2 points?
Get Down?
No. Oh, I would annihilate this.
Fire?
No. It's a one-word answer. Michelle Branch, Faith Hill, and The Prodigy each have a song entitled what, guys?
Dance.
Stronger?
No.
Up?
No.
Jump?
No.
Move.
Love.
No. Faith Hill and Michelle Branch. What's
blessed,
the,
what's
their big songs?
Fight.
Rain.
Blessed, rain.
No. 10 seconds.
I don't know any of them.
Faith Hill and Michelle Branch.
I know the Michelle Branch, just like elevator music.
Last call. Do you got an answer?
I like that song.
Faith
too.
Hill and Michelle Branch. What's the answer? Do you have it?
Is it Calm?
No.
Three.
Flowers.
Slow.
Two. One.
Sun.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Nobody got it. So here's the final question. It comes down to this. Beatbox Bob and Jess are tied with five. Mikey Fly has one. If Mikey gets it, it's a tie between Jess and Beatbox. Whether Jess or Beatbox gets it, either one of them could win this game right now. It comes down to this final question. For 2 points, are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Verbal buzzers in. These are the stars. These are the bands. These are the artists. They all have a song entitled what? Here are the artists. Atlantic Star, Erasure, Bon Jovi, Blink-182, and Saliva all have a song entitled what? Atlantic Star, Erasure, Bon Jovi, Blink-182, and Saliva.
I think I got it.
All have a song entitled what? What is it?
Boom.
It's not Boom. Blink-182 and Saliva, Bon Jovi, Erasure, and Atlantic Star all have a song entitled what?
Blink-182 and Saliva. Let's see. So it's not Click Click Boom. It's
the other one.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think of what it is.
Blink-182, Saliva, Bon Jovi, Erasure, and Atlantic Star. Mikey Flaw?
Like halfway there.
Nothing.
Nope.
Living on a Prayer.
I Miss You.
No.
I'll Be There For You.
Always.
Oh, the winner of the tournament is Jess!
Woo!
Takes it all! It's over! It's over! Jess is the winner. It was always, always.
Thank you.
What'd she get, like nine?
God. Yeah. That's
racking them.
Damn, yeah, she killed it. No, she just beat Bob by one question. It was 5-5. And Bob got up in there, and it was wild. Yeah, time's really flying when we're having fun. Good game, Beatbox Bob. But Jess, very well
done.
You came on here, and you did a damn good job. I found a song the other day, and I was like, yo, I want Bob to tell me if he remembers this song, Bob. Tell me if you remember this song. Unfortunately, you're going to have to tell me in about, we're going to find out. Bob, do you remember this song right here? Now, when most people think of heaven, they see... It's coming right here. You might remember this too.
If I die before I wake, at least in heaven I can skate. Cause right now on earth I can't do jack.
I can't do jack
without the man upon my back.
With Jesus packing my bong. Yeah, I love that song so much. Had to play it for you.
Bro, thank you for reminding me that that song exists.
This is how I remind you of what I really am. By the way, you're battling Schmitty on July 29th. Is that correct?
Yeah!
Freestyle battle?
Freestyle.
How's that going to go about?
Well, I'm going to basically just spit really hardcore bars at Schmidt at his face.
Where? When?
It's going to be July 29th at this little event at this beautiful place called Brennan's Pub in Newport Richey. It's a
holiday.
Really good spot. Holiday.
Holiday in Newport Richey. It's a show that's free. We're not selling nothing. We're not calling you to do anything. We're just giving you the information that Beatbox Bob will be doing a freestyle battle live against Schmitty, and then I will be battling the number one battle rapper from Fort Myers named Complex. It'll be Mosh Jelton versus Complex, and that'll be three full thought out rounds of professional battle rap. It's gonna cost me a lot of money, not you guys, so just understand it's gonna be a great time. That's July 29th, and we're really stoked. Jess, how you feeling? Are you having fun on the show?
Yeah, chilling.
Who do you think's the weakest character on this show?
No idea.
She was going to say me.
I was going to say I'm not answering.
Yeah, she was going to say me.
I was going to say you.
Do you have a real thought?
I was going to say I didn't have a opinion on that.
What's 12 times 6?
68 or something. No.
Try again. 12 times 6.
Oh, 62. 72? I don't know.
72.
All right, yeah, 72.
What's 33 times 4? Four times.
130, I don't know. I don't know, 130 something.
What's 30 times 4?
1. Come on, why do you gotta make me do math? 30 times 4.
Come to the mic. 120.
Yeah.
So 30 times 4 is 120. So then you got 33 times 4. So what's 3 times 4?
So then 142.
No. Damn close.
You got 30 times 30 times 4 is what?
20.
And then we got
3 times 4.
3 times 4 is what?
16.
3 12? Times 4.
No.
relax. Slow down. Take your
12.
Brain. 12. So add them together.
What, 120 and 12?
Yeah.
132.
Oh! All right, time is a ticking. We got less than 10 minutes to knock out this music tournament of the week, Beatbox.
Yeah!
I picked the band, and I said we're going to go with this band, so we're going to have to do it rather quickly. But what we do is we have these tournaments where we take a band or songs that are similar, and we try to narrow it down and feel like we figure out who the best is. Tonight's subject is the band Train.
Okay.
Train.
All right.
So we're going to do it bracket style to see which Train song is the best. Beatbox Bob, here is the first Train song that we're going to go by.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
So we got Drops of Jupiter by Train, which is a classic. Everybody loves this song.
Nice.
Nobody that doesn't love it. Everybody knows it and loves it.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to start off heavy. This is a Train tournament. We're going to do Train is going to go up against Drops of Jupiter is their first song. And they're going to go up against what I have on this paper. It says to do that song. And that's the song that we're going to do. Here's what they're going up against. By Train, another song everybody loves. It's already starting off hard. We've got Drops of Jupiter or we've got Soul Sister. Mikey Flaw, what are you going to take?
I like Drops of Jupiter better.
Had a feeling he was going to say that. I'm interested in what Beatbox Bob's going to say because I'm not really interested in much of what Mikey Flaw says. Beatbox Bob, what do you say? Do you say Drops of Jupiter or do you say Soul Sister?
Okay, so I have more respect for Drops of Jupiter.
Ooh.
But I'm putting Hey Soul Sister on my playlist, so I'm going with Hey Soul Sister.
Soul Sister on the playlist. Beatbox Bob is correct. Jess, what do you like better, Soul Sister or Drops of Jupiter?
It's a hard one, but I'm going to go with Soul Sister as well.
Wow. Two for Soul Sister. I respect Drops of Jupiter more, but I would go Drops of Jupiter, but I'm so close that because I'm that close and everybody was so sure of Soul Sister and it was Mike that picked Drops of Jupiter, we're going to go with Soul Sister. So Drops of Jupiter is out. Soul Sister advances to the finals. All right, we've got these next two songs to see which one is going to win. Here's the next song from Train.
You wait, that's me, but anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises. Wear high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful?
Meet Virginia by Train, which is a classic.
Bro.
So good.
Haymaker.
And normally we'd spend more time dissecting these, but we're running low, so we're going to run that. Is Meet Virginia better than this song that, in your belief, Beatbox Bob?
Hey, wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, and that was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell. Cause I really fell for you. I'm talking. Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by. Just a shy guy looking for a two-fly. Hefty bag a whole night. I love when you move me. Everything is groovy. They don't like it soon.
drive-by. So we've got a choice to make right now. Is it going to be drive-by or is it going to be Meet Virginia? Ooh, Beatbox Bob, what do you say?
It's drive-by for the same reason as the last one.
Oh, man.
I respect Meet Virginia more. I like it more, but at the same time, I'm going to put drive-by on my playlist more.
Mikey Flaw.
Yeah, I agree with Bob. I like that one.
He goes drive-by too. Jess, what do you say?
Oh, it's very tough. I'm going to go Meet Virginia.
Meet Virginia? I think I like Meet Virginia better. Oh, man. I could tie it up, and then we'd have to do a thing. In order to block the tie, I'm going to go drive-by. Drive-by wins. But drive-by doesn't win because we do have a secret sauce game. Drive-by can't go to the finals unless it beats the final Train song. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
The final song in it. Train, this is it. Can drive-by beat this song from Train?
No safe place to put my.
All the angels. Mikey Flaw, calling all the angels or
drive by?
Yeah, calling all the angels.
Calling all the angels. Jess, calling all the angels or drive by?
Drive by
for Jess. Beatbox Bob, calling all the angels or drive by?
I knew you were going to pull this song out. I knew you were going to pull it out. You couldn't just let drive by be well enough alone. It's calling all you angels, of course. That's their best song by a long shot.
I'm going to go with drive by and I'm going to veto calling all you angels and I'm going to bring drive by into the championship.
You're a monster.
So now we got to decide Soul Sister or drive by. It's Lame. Hey Soul Sister or it's drive by. So it's either going to be. Ugh. You know, this jam right here.
But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last.
Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to.
And I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell. Man, I love that song. So you got drive by or it's going to be Soul Sister. Mikey Flaw, is it going to be drive-by or Soul Sister?
Drive-by.
Drive-by for Mikey Flaw. Beatbox Bob.
Drive-by.
Jess.
Drive-by.
The only thing I can't really drive-by definitely. The Mosh Gelatin Show, Tuesday nights, right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. My name is Mosh Gelatin. I'm in this house tonight with Beatbox Bob, Jess, and Mikey Flaw. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to midnight, right after the Spike on the Mic Show, right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, we'll be here. Finish the ditty and we'll giddy. The Mosh Gelatin Show, we love you.
There's nothing up my sleeve but love for you. In a little time to get my head together too. On the other side of a street I knew stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true. Cause oh, I-